Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program means the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck always gets first request. We missed out on Peebo Bryson's birthday yesterday because we were playing Al Green, which I think even Peebo Bryson would say, look, Reverend gets preferential treatment. So, little Peebo Bryson tonight to get you started. 404-741-0929. Such a smooth singer, Peebo Bryson, man. Now, I know he had the heart attack and stroke or whatever like that all the reason. We're trying to figure out, does he still live in Atlanta? Hit us up on the text line, 404-741-0929. Does he still live in Atlanta? I know he lived in Atlanta not too long ago. Or did... Let me see if it had... let's see here. 70 years old. I was trying to see if it said anything about whether or not he lives here in Atlanta or not. Hit us up if he still lives here in Atlanta. I know he was fighting some health things here not too long ago. Odyssey.com app, that's how you catch us on the go. We know you're not in your vehicle as much as what you used to be, but you want to listen to the station of the show. How do you do it? Best way is through the Odyssey.com app. Put that on your device today, right? Smartphone, Alexa speakers, tablet, Commodore 64, 8-track player, boombox, Laserdisc, whatever your device is, just download onto something to be able to catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, follow us there. It's always the best way to be a part of this show. It's through our personal Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody out there on the other side of the glass producing the show, Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90. It's been the Ronald Acuna Jr. show so far for the Atlanta Braves. Luke was just in. He got out of an inning, you know, guy gets on, balk, walk, couple steal, you know, it's just, every time he comes in, it's like, you know, what's the latest adventure? It's like an Indiana Jones movie when he comes in to pitch out there. You know, it's all these things going on around it or whatever like that. So anyway, Braves still 5-5 here, trying to see if they can grab the lead and win this thing. Like I said, if Ender doesn't have that base running blunder, Braves would be up right now. They'd be winning this thing, but, you know, the dog hadn't stopped to take a deuce. He caught the rabbit. Anyway, let's get to an NFL squib kick.
Taking a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Jadeveon Clowney signed his deal with the Braves. 1 year, $10 million, so he'll play opposite of Myles Garrett. What'd I say? Oh, Braves? Oh, yeah, Browns. Well, maybe. Listen, you know, never know. Listen, the Braves can use a pass rusher, too. So, anyway, Jadeveon Clowney, 1 year, $10 million with the Cleveland Browns. He'll play opposite of Myles Garrett in his virtual news cover. Which, by the way, did you see any of this? It really looked weird with that fake background, and he had that weird silhouette, you know, like when you have the fake back. It looked like a bad B movie when he was doing his press conference today. Quote, I've been getting double teamed an awful lot in the league in my career. I'm looking forward to playing with somebody dominant on the other side, Myles Garrett, who can draw a double team. Maybe I can go one-on-one more. 28 years old. Kevin Stefanski, in a statement, said, we're excited to add Jadeveon to our defensive line. Disruptive force that will help us against the run and pass. We've been able to make some nice additions to our defense through free agency, and we're looking forward to getting to work so we can prove our team. So he did spend last year with Tennessee. That did not go real well. Then, you know, no sacks and got hurt in November, and that was it. So everything on track, expected to be ready to go. I don't know what Jadeveon Clowney is. Maybe he, with a guy like Myles Garrett, was his best time with J.J. Watt in Houston. I mean, obviously they drafted him and all that. Well, the Falcons are going to move up and draft him, but that's another story. But I guess, has he ever been that player without J.J. Watt?
I mean, he really wasn't. Let me say this about Jadeveon Clowney is a solid player, football mm-hmm. player, but he didn't live up to the billing of being
the number one overall pick.
Hasn't done that.
But my I guess what I'm pointing to is his best times were when he had a star player on the other side from him.
Yes.
So yes. I think that's the hope if you're the Browns, is that you can capture a little bit of magic with him, and that having Myles Garrett, who's, you know, he's a beast. How's come, like, when we're drafting four, there's not one of those guys?
Yeah, man.
Where's Bosa?
Think about the past years. All the Bosas, the Chase Youngs, the Daron Paynes, the Jonathan Allens. Like, damn, Redskins got a lot of damn good defensive linemen, dude.
Yeah.
That's all they've drafted in the past few years, man.
And then, you know, we're talking about whether or not quarterback or trading down or whatever. Because, you know, this would be too easy to have a dominant pass rusher.
Come on, man.
Anyway, we'll see what he can do. 1 year, $10 million for Jadeveon Clowney. Giovanni Bernard, of course, signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I thought this was a really good signing for the Buccaneers. I thought this was a really solid signing. How is the Buccaneers just get whatever they want? They sign everybody. They sign everybody that they want.
They figured it out, man.
In his press conference, introductory press conference, quote, "The biggest pitch for me was the opportunity to be a part of something I feel that they're continuing to build. Even though they already won the Super Bowl, I still felt that they were still trying to show or prove or whatever it may have been. Even though just the little phone calls that I was able to have, it just felt like these guys are still trying to do something great and they've already won it." So that to me was just a little bit different from the other teams I was talking with. I think this is a really good signing for the Buccaneers. I like that combination of him and Fournette in the backfield. We'll see. I mean, they've got all 22 starters back from last year, right? All 11 offense, 11 defense. They got to be the Super Bowl favorite, right? Even over Kansas City, they got to be the betting favorite. That dude's back.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who else gonna be the favorite?
It's them or the Chiefs. I mean, it's the Buccaneers, Chiefs. That's 1-2, whatever position that you want to put them. Because the next team would be the Packers. Packers or the Ravens. That's your next two teams.
Yeah. It's hard not to put the Bucs up there at number one. Like, it's like you almost, when you bring in there mostly everybody back from that squad. Yeah.
All 22 starters, and you got that guy.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, and you got that guy. The NFL has outlined what the offseason program is going to look like. So part one of the offseason program, which reflects what the players requested, runs from April 19th through May 14th. All meetings will be conducted virtually, and no on-field work will be permitted. The league says it wants to use this phase to focus on vaccine education efforts and making vaccines available to players, team staff, and their families as soon as various local governments permit. By the way, the Broncos are going to all get their vaccine. So they're all headed to the vaccine store and getting their vaccine and everything. So they're going to load up on vaccines. I saw that today, too. Phase 2 runs from May 17th through May 21st. Remain voluntary, meetings remain virtual, but on-field drills will be permitted under the normal Phase 2 guidelines, which prohibit contact and limit the amount of time spent in the field per day. Annual post-draft rookie minicamps will be held in the week of Phase 2. Because remember, we're 2 weeks away tomorrow from the NFL draft. Phase 3, that's May 24th through June 18th. The normal 10 days of voluntary OTA work, as well as mandatory minicamps. Meetings during this phase will be allowed to be conducted virtually or in person, and applying to COVID-19 rules about testing, contact tracing limits on all that kind of stuff. Let me ask this question. you know, they have those mandatory mini camps and things like that. You going to have mandatory mini camps? We said this last night. I think the way that they get things done in the offseason is going to change. I think it's going to be after your season is over. You know, you're not expected to report to the facility until you get to training camp. Maybe wrong, but that's my sense of how this is all going to play itself out. I don't think that you're going to force guys even in mandatory. I think the only thing that may be sort of forced would be like a rookie minicamp, like something for the rookies to have to show up and do some work or whatever. So we'll see, but I do think that that's what's going to happen when all is said and done, is that it will change to, we'll see at training camp. That's the next time that you see guys out there. How about this? This is a cool story. The NFL says that over 2 million vaccine shots have been administered at NFL facilities. 2 million doses at team stadiums and practice facilities around the league. Remember, the NFL had opened up all 32 team facilities, stadiums, etc., to make it available as for vaccine outlets. At this point now, over 2 million vaccine doses have been administered. That's awesome. I mean, give the NFL credit. That's one of those cool things. Let's open up an NFL stadium, and make it available to folks. I mean, obviously, as your local governing body or whatever allows it to be. Everybody's kind of got their timetable for, what's open, not open, whatever. But still, 2 million vaccines that have been administered out there. Good for the NFL, man. I'm telling you, that's a big deal, and that's really cool that the NFL has been able to come up with a project like this and been able to do something like it. And it sounds like that people are taking advantage of the fact of being able to get their vaccine and something like that. So kudos to the NFL. That's a good feel-good story for all of it. And finally, very quickly here too, this complaint that has been filed against Aaron Donald, an attorney has filed a criminal complaint against Rams pass rusher Aaron Donald with Pittsburgh police, saying that offensive tackle and others assaulted his 26-year-old client at an after-hours club last weekend. You said you saw a picture of the victim?
Oh, yeah. He was messed up.
Okay.
He like he ran up on the wrong person at the wrong time.
16 stitches, orbital bone broken, broken nose, concussion, sprained or broken arm. Took place at 3 a.m. on Sunday. You said you saw the picture. It says the attorney did release the photo. Says, according to Hollis, Spriggs inadvertently bumped into Donald and an incident ensued inside the boom, boom, boom. Oh, sorry, the boom, boom room.
The boom, 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 boom room.
It's like a
after hour spot.
Yeah, or yeah. What are they called? The
shoe up models.
No, what's Fergie and all them? What's the name of that group? That with Fergie and Will I Am.
Oh, Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah,
sounds like a Black Eyed Peas song. Boom, boom, boom. but anyway, I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Repeat Wednesday.
Todd Hollis is the attorney. When they got outside, Mr. Donald approached Mr. Spriggs, and Mr. Spriggs was punched and attacked, again, allegedly, by Mr. Donald and the individuals that were part of his group. All right.
He approached Mr. Donald.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I went outside and just said hello to him. Hey, and
Mr.
I got
Donald?
Punched in the face, yeah.
I'm sure he didn't try him at all.
No. I'm
at
sure
all.
He was anything smart.
Yeah.
And listen, it's somewhere like that. I'm sure alcohol didn't have anything involved in it. So.
Liquor courage?
Said,
no.
Yeah. NFL said it'll look into the matter to understand the facts. What are they supposed to do? What are they
I
supposed
bet.
To say?
Yeah.
They have to say something like that. So we are collecting more information. We'll have further comment this time. And no further comment this time, said the Rams. Okay. By the way, you think the NFL wants to suspend the best defensive player in the game? You think the NFL wants to have to suspend a guy like that? Not a chance. The last thing they want to do is have to put a suspension on a guy that is clearly the best defensive player in the NFL. So we'll see what this leads to. I don't know. You know, again, is this one of those things that just write a check and make it go away? You got a you got this young guy. Trying to see if it said anything about the person that that brought all this. But anyway, you write a check and make this thing go away. Fair or unfair, that's what you do. All right, when we get back, we talked to our buddy Sam Mitchell earlier in the show, talk some Hawks with him, plus some NBA news and notes. We'll listen to what he had to say. Chuck, we're hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Dynamite Wednesday, watching to see if the Braves can come back all the way and win this thing. It's all next. Sports Radio After the Game, the Odyssey.com app. Yeah.
Here's another morning without you. Here's another day. Will I get through it without breaking down? Haven't seen the sun since you've been gone. Like my heart I lost it when you left me.
JR Sports Brief coming up next. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Remember all the good things we said about Ender in the show? We take them all back now. He'll get picked off from second. Watch. Watch and see if he doesn't get picked off from second. Yeah. Braves, as we're watching right now, now down 6-5 as we're in this extra innings debacle. I loathe this extra innings deal that they have in Major League Baseball. The man on second and all that. This is the most ridiculous. Again, they should just, if you're going to do it, then if you're going to put a guy at second like that, okay, why not just go full gimmick? Why not? Every team has either Doink the Clown or the Goon or T.L. Hopper or Fake Razor. That should be who has to run at second. Is you have a, since it's full on gimmick mode, that's who should be at second base running. You get to take your pick. You have your designated guy at second base. You get your choice between Duke the Dumpster Droze, the Repo Man, Fake Razor, Doink the Clown, T.L. Hopper, or the Goon. That's your choices. You know, like how they have that presidential run in Washington, right, in between innings and all that? Your designated base runner is either T.L. Hopper or the Goon. Might as well just go full gimmick mode or Doink the Clown. So we'll see if the Braves can rally. What do they got? One out, Jarvis? I can't see what that screen says. Looks like one out, yeah. Ronnie was the first batter up. So Ender's on second, by the way. Ender, who, you know, started off, had a hit. Walk, scored. Then he decided to steal a base on a bunt by the pitcher who got doubled up, which, you know, Ronnie comes up and doubles after that. So Braves could have won this thing. And then Ender in the ninth, Riley singles, and Ender, I don't know, what'd he do? Jarvis fake bunt. I was in the bathroom. Fake bunt, and then
he got a double play. He was about to bunt and then drew his back and then dribbled it to the doggone pitcher, and the pitcher turned and turned double play.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff there.
That's your boy, man.
Yeah. So all the good things we said about Ender tonight, we'll just go and take him right back from you on all of it. But anyway, Braves down 6-5 now. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Somebody was asking me earlier on the text line if I think that Ronald Acuña Jr. is the best player, you know, in baseball. I mean, he may be playing the best right now, but Mike Trout's still the best player in baseball, right? You realize Mike Trout, what was the number? I got to go back and look at this number. When you look at Mike Trout's career to this point, just to tell you how he's looked at, okay? And by the way, Jarvis, is this any good? Because this is Trout so far this year. Trout has 4 homers, 8 runs, eight RBI, 9 runs scored, hitting .368 with a .510 on base percentage. Is that good?
Pretty solid.
Mike Trout has played 11 years. This is his 11th year. In his first 10 years, how about this, Jarvis? In his first 10 years in the major leagues, his first 10 years in the majors, his worst finish in the MVP is fifth. Fifth. He's had three firsts, 4 seconds, a fourth, and a fifth. With 10 silver sluggers, 10 all-stars, a rookie of the year. And that's not a knock against Ronald Acuña Jr., but, and I've said before, and I understand he's not a switch hitter. I'm talking about all of the things that he can do. Mike Trout's Mickey Mantle. I mean, that's what Trout is. Trout is Mickey Mantle. He can run, he can throw, he can hit, he gets on base. He can do everything in the game of baseball. And we're talking about Mickey Mantle, like, you know, 55, 56, 57, that Mickey Mantle. Not Mickey Mantle from 1966 once, you know, everything had started breaking down. He had no knees or anything like that. We're talking about Mantle, you know, early 50s Mickey Mantle. What Mantle come up in, 51? Trout is the best player in Major League Baseball. He is. He's just a great, great player. Now, I still say Nolan Arenado is the best two-way player when you look at, you know, the combination of offense and in defense, but Trout is just such an elite offensive player with what he can do. So, well, that was quick. Braves lose 6-5 in 10 with this gimmick. That's two gimmicks in a row that they've lost. Stupid gimmick matches. Braves lose it. Charlie Morton was not real good tonight. Ronnie was unstoppable. Didn't get a lot of help elsewhere. You know, Ender had done some good things, then he screwed everything up twice. That, you know, it's those little details, man. Those little details. That base running blunder was the difference between a win and a loss tonight. Ronnie was 3-for-5 with 3 runs and 4 RBI. Freeman had a couple of hits and an RBI in the game. Ender was 2-for-3 with a run and a walk, but he had the two awful plays. He had the two game-defining plays. The double play ball in the ninth and the base-running blunder earlier in the game. So Charlie Morton, 6 innings, 5 earned runs, 9 strikeouts in the game. Bullpen, you know, they did fine. I mean, Luke came in and made it interesting. Will Smith came in and made it easy. Tyler Matzik came in and, you know, he gave up the run. By the way, you know, that's the other thing, too. You give up the run, but it's not even an earned run, by the way, that they give up in that. You know that, right? That if the guy scores on second, that's an unearned run. I mean, how stupid is this whole convoluted thing that they have for extra innings in Major League Baseball? It's so stupid. So stupid. Like I said, there's literally no difference between what baseball does with this scenario than any gimmick that you've seen in the WWE in your life. You could put the Red Rooster out there. You could put, you know, anybody you want out there. You put the Boogeyman out there. It's all a complete gimmick out there. So Braves lose. They fall to, ready, 4-8 on the season. Not exactly the start that we had hoped for out there. And especially having lost 3 straight to the Marlins. 4 straight overall. So now the Braves have 2 4-game losing streaks. Braves lost 4, won 4, lost 4. They're consistent. What is that, Jarvis? Faux, faux, faux? They're consistent, at least. So Braves look to avoid getting swept by the Marlins at home. Think about how often, when's the last time that we've said that statement? Braves could be swept at home in a 4-game series by the Marlins tomorrow. Has that sentence been uttered since, like, 2007? Crazy. Crazy. So, Braves will get back at it tomorrow. And is that an early game tomorrow, too, by the way? Is that one of those businessmen specials since they're headed to Chicago? What's a game start time? Yeah, it is. Businessman Special. I was right. 12:20 tomorrow on the first pitch. Ian Anderson will pitch tomorrow. Trevor Rogers versus Ian Anderson because it's getaway day tomorrow. So Braves will play the final game of this four-game set. First homestand of the year will be in the books after tomorrow, and the Braves will head on the road. They'll take on the Cubs over the weekend, and then middle of next week they'll take on the New York Yankees before coming back home for Arizona and the Cubs. They'll have a four-game set with the Cubs here in Atlanta right at the end of April out of all of it. So 6-5 loss, not good. Not exactly what we had in mind for when the Marlins came in here, but crazy. Crazy to think about what we've seen thus far. Ronald Acuña Jr., man, he's every bit, you know, what you could ask for. Now, if you told me Ronnie at the end of the year would be looked at as a potential, you know, he may be the MVP himself and he may be the best player in the National League, okay, that I could – I'll put it this way. Until Mike Trout starts to slow down, I think everybody would agree that you give Mike Trout the benefit of the doubt, right? You give him the benefit of the doubt with what he's done in his career. You go 10 consecutive years as a top five MVP candidate every single year. 10 consecutive years. And he's not slowing down this year either, by the way. I mean, it's not like he's off to a rough start. 368 with a .510 on base percentage. Leads Major League Baseball and walks. 4 homers, 8 RBI. So that's not a knock against Ronnie. Ronnie may end up being the best player in the National League when all is said and done. Although he's got some competition. You've seen how good that guy on right field for the Dodgers has been? He's come back. He's already had I forget how many multi-hit games or something like that he's had. And how about Arenado, too, by the way? Have you seen how good Nolan Arenado has been thus far out of all of it? So we'll see. Braves will get back at it tomorrow. Don't forget Hawks basketball tomorrow night as well right here on 92.9 The Game. We'll have that for you here. No show tomorrow night, but we will be back with you coming up on Friday for a full show, and then I'll be part of the College Football Game Time broadcast as we got G-Day coming up on Saturday. Oh, we'll talk to Chip Towers and Eric Edholm coming up on Friday, so we'll get you ready for G-Day with Chip out of all of it. So not a good start, man. It's not concerning because you're only 12 games into the season, but we knew the National League East was going to be better than it's been. We don't know if we thought the Marlins. I'll put it this way. I didn't think the Marlins would be better. I thought Washington would be the next best team behind the Braves, and obviously the Mets loaded up, Nationals loading up, Phillies, you know, brought back Realmuto, so they're pretty well loaded up. Marlins are what they are. Another one of those sneaky good moves in the division, starting Marte coming over from Pittsburgh. That was another really good move by the Marlins. That was one of those another low-key kind of moves that wasn't a spectacular or big move to bring him in, but he's a former All-Star himself. We were talking about this, Jarvis and I. If you're a Pirates fan and you're watching Marte and Josh Bell and Garrett Cole and guys like that just walk away from the franchise, I can't imagine being a Pirates fan because you have nobody there that's committed to wanting to win unless you can do it, you know, on the cheap and with your own minor league talent. All right, we get back. We'll wrap things up. Time for the Love TKO. JR Sports Brief up next. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the Odyssey.com app.
I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.